Hey y'all, I decided to make this episode. I wasn't planning on it, but with the recent events that has taken place in Michigan with the school shooting, I decided I wanted to discuss bullying. And I know you guys might think that is a bit off topic, and sorry if you hear me like clearing my voice. I have a bit of a cold. And I'm working through that. I actually sound a lot better than what I did a few days ago. But back to the conversation. Yeah, I wanted to discuss bullying because many people will be like, oh, this is a dating relationship podcast. And it is. I also talk about friendships as well, maybe not as much as the other topics, but I wanted to talk about my bullying experience because I got bullied by a guy who I actually liked and who liked me at some point. Hence the reason for the bullying. And what people don't understand is how that affects somebody. When you are tormenting somebody constantly, it does a number on them. And what I think people don't really understand is when someone doesn't like you and you have the option to remove yourself from the situation and environment, that's one thing. When you are in an environment that you have to deal with this person on a constant basis and they are able to influence other people to shift their narrative and their thinking in how they treat you, then it takes one person feeling towards you and it multiplies it. And it's absolutely a horrendous feeling, especially when you're not, when you don't know what you did and it's not communicated, right? It's horrible. It's horrible. We see shows, we see real life experiences where people have been bullied or they can't take any more, and they have either taken the lives of random people, innocent people, or the people that have impacted them in a negative way, and then sadly, even themselves. And it's a cycle that's absolutely disgusting, and nobody wins in it. And reading that for kids went to school and lost their life, just made me feel like I needed to speak on this. And this is going to be my story time. I don't know how to start this. It's not something that, that is easy to talk about, but I said that I am going to be more transparent and I'm going to stick to my word. So give me like 2 seconds to catch my breath and I will be right back. Right, so I'm back. So where do I begin? Okay, it was my freshman year at my HBCU that I attended. And I was 16. I had just turned 16, maybe 2.5 months prior, and how did I meet him? Okay, I'm gonna change the names of these people because clearly, just for their privacy. But I would call my bullier. I would call him. What do I want to call him? Dickhead? Oh my God, I wish I could call him Dickhead so bad. Let's call him Trey. I actually like that name, Trey. Anyways, he's gonna be called Trey in this story. So it was our freshman induction. We had, this is like prior to classes starting. We had a little freshman induction. We had to wear, all white, and the guys from our neighboring dorms came to kind of like their sister dorms to come and pick us up and walk us to Ogden Hall, and where we would have our freshman induction ceremony. I was like, okay. So anyways, I remember like standing in line, and there was this guy. I thought he was cute. I guess he thought I was cute too. He wasn't initially supposed to be paired with me. He swapped places, if I recall this accurately, to stand next to me. And I was like, oh, okay. And me not really having much of a background with guys or anything really like that. I mean, you know, I had a high school boyfriend, if you want to call it, but we were like, yeah, we were really good friends. And outside of that, I didn't really have any, like, boy experience, right? So he walked me to Ogden Hall, and we talked, and we realized, like, hey, he's quite cool. I quite like him. I remember we exchanged numbers. I don't know if it was, like, dorm numbers or mobile. I don't know what it was, but we exchanged numbers, and I remembered we were chatting. Mind you, it's freshman year, so everyone is like trying to get to know everyone because everyone's new. No one wants to feel left out, you know, like it's what you do. And it's, as you said, it's prior to classes, so people are like forming friendships and cliques and things like that. And I remember, you know, talking to him, and we have like a lovely waterfront, I think. Like, we would walk around and just talk, right? And I was like, yeah, I kind of like him. Mind you, I think this was like 3 days in on being on campus, or 4 days in, something like that. So it wasn't even that long, right? So we were just talking, as I said, getting to know one another. And it was fine. It was like, it was absolutely fine. I remember one night, I had just come back from practice. So I was auditioning at the time to be on the dance team. So I had just come back from practice. So for those who were auditioning to be on the band, we were there a bit earlier for band camp practice. So I had just like came back from practice, and I remember coming back to my room. Yeah, it was my dorm room. I think it was my dorm room. Listen, guys. Anyways, he called me, and I remember like him putting me on speakerphone, and it was like all these guys on there. And I felt so uncomfortable because I was like, I didn't understand why a private conversation me and him were having has not been open to everyone in the room. Now, I don't know whether that was him trying to introduce me to, you know, his friends to say, yo, I'm talking to this chick. I have no idea. I felt really, really, really uncomfortable. And I think I cut the conversation short. I really don't remember how that ended, but I remember the next day I was walking to campus. Actually, I was heading to the cafeteria, and I saw him with one of his friends who ended up actually passing, I think it was like the next year, yeah, from an unfortunate incident. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. And I remembered like saying hi to him as they were walking, and he just laughed at me. And his friend laughed at me because he laughed at me. And I was like, what the fuck? I felt so embarrassed. I felt highly embarrassed. And I was just like, I didn't understand. I had no idea. And I remember like feeling so hurt by it that I couldn't even like text him to be like, what's up with that? Like, what the fuck? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I just felt really upset by it. And I remembered that after that situation, every time this person saw me, he went out of his way to make me feel uncomfortable, to say something really rude towards me. And I started to get anxiety. Really bad anxiety, actually. every time I was heading towards the student center, because I knew that he was going to be there and I knew his group of friends was going to be there. And I knew that if I was around, I was going to be a topic of conversation somehow, some way. And I remembered, and the worst part about this was that I never had classes with any of those people. So whatever he was saying, I was never able to mitigate that or address that because I never had classes with these people. So they were never able to see me as a person and see me outside of what he was saying, right? Which was worse. And I realized my freshman year, this was going on. And, you know, as a person who's trying to navigate, you know, a new school system and new people and new friends, like, I didn't try to let it affect me as much, but I realized, like, it was starting to affect me. Sophomore year came, and it just seemed to get worse. And for the life of me, I never understood why. And I remember talking to my big sister at the time, and I was just like, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. Like, I was on the phone with this boy. I felt like he was trying to play me with the people on the phone. And that was that. We never kissed. Nothing sexual ever happened between us. Like, nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. And the way he was gunning for me, I just didn't understand. But the hilarious thing was, every time I was around, it was like he would watch me. Like, he would see, like, where I was at, and it was just really, it was just this odd thing of someone who would claim, like, they didn't really care about you, they didn't really give a fuck, but he was, like, slyly, like, always watching or making some type of commentary when I was around. Like, I was so annoyed by it. And I think it was my sophomore year where I started to gain weight in college because the stress of school. I had just started dating somebody and I was getting stressed on that end. And school was getting to me. Like, there was so many factors that were playing into my weight gain. So that also then made me feel somehow as well, like, I didn't feel as 100% confident. So every time I went to the student center, like, I had felt insecure slightly in a way. And then just to see, you know, him and his friends, like, cackling and saying whatever, I was so angry because I never understood, and I wasn't confident enough to say or pull him to the side and say, hey, like, what the fuck? Like, why are you treating me this way? Like, I don't understand. I was very conflict avoidant person. There was a conflict and I didn't understand where it was coming from and nobody came to me. I was very conflict avoidant. I would have all these questions and I would never ask them. I would ask myself over and over again, like, but I would never have the courage to tell somebody and ask them, like, hey, what's the problem? I just didn't have it in me at that time. So freshman year came and went with the same thing. And I remember that going to parties and going to, you know, house gatherings or apartment gatherings or whatever was so fucking uncomfortable. And it escalated when he crossed. So he joined a fraternity, which I will not name, but he joined a particular fraternity. And it just seemed that his influence in the bullying just got even greater. And that was such a hard year for me because I think I was on the verge of losing weight at the time, but it was really hard for me because, like, school wasn't going that great for me. I wasn't sure what I really wanted to do. There was so much conflict going on personally inside of whether or not I should, you know, be in STEM or really follow, you know, the journalism route, which I wanted. It was so much conflict going on. I was having a hard time focusing. I felt really uncomfortable inside myself. I felt uncomfortable on campus. And I didn't really have an outlet to talk. And it got to the point where I started having these really dark thoughts, like really, really dark thoughts about maybe if I wasn't here, this would be better. I'm getting emotional. Sorry, guys, because I just, oh my God. I didn't expect to get emotional. It's just, yeah. It's just recanting all of this is taking me back. But yeah, I had really, really dark thoughts. And on top of that, not only was I getting bullied by him, but I was also getting bullied by another girl who did not like me for whatever reason, who also lived in my dorm at the time. And actually, she didn't know, because she didn't like me freshman year. And her little friends decided to join as well. Had no fucking clue why. And that also kind of carried on with, like, granted, I didn't live in that dorm anymore, but like that kind of hostility was still there. You know, like if I went to an event or party or was in the student center, that didn't affect me as much because that was on some bullshit. And they didn't really know me. They never really got a chance to know me, talk to me. His affected me because I felt like we actually, you know, talked. And he was getting to know me. And for him to just switch up and be so mean to me and to include so many people in that, I feel like it took away from people really actually getting to know me as a person. And it took away from my experience at my HBCU, which is one thing I was so upset with him about. And I didn't have the confidence enough to just put myself out there, regardless of all of that. So if you accumulate all of these things, all these external factors on top of everything I was dealing with, personally and academically, it was a lot. And I got to the point where I had to talk to somebody, and the counseling center at a school, never been there before, but that was the first time where I was like, I have to, everything I'm building up inside and maybe privately sharing with like a friend or two, I need to understand what was going on. And talking to that counselor that day really made a huge impact on me to understand that this wasn't a me thing. This was a person thing. It was really encouraging to, you know, talk to the counselor and really understand what was going on. But here was kind of like the really kind of fucked up part about it. So remember when I said that the first initial kind of negative interaction I had with him was the day after the call, and he was with a friend. So I'm gonna call this friend Damien. Okay, so he was with this friend named Damien, and they were really, really close. I don't know if they were roommates, but they were really close. Like, I would almost see them everywhere. And I think Damien was bad or even worse than Trey with the bullying. Never spoke to Damien in my life. I saw him, but he would perpetuate everything. Like, I would see him, and even if he was on his own, or say for instance he was like, Trey wasn't there, but he was like with a group of guys or whatever, he would perpetuate it. Trey wouldn't even be there, and he would just go in. And I hated him with a passion. I absolutely hated his guts, because I was like, you off of the strength of whatever this dude told you, you're coming for me? Like, how childish is that? And granted, I have to understand we're all 16 and 17, but I was like, I never even gotten treated like this in high school. Ever. I mean, I had a girl not like me in high school because a guy liked me, but I've never had this treatment. This was giving me high school vibes, and I was in college. Granted, freshman year, but I mean, fuck that. This shit went all the way into my senior year, if I'm gonna be honest with you. And this is why I'm so upset about it, and I'm gonna talk about it. Well, I am talking about it, but it just was very high school to me, and it was just not making any sense because I did not understand the offense, and we just did not have the means to communicate to one another to kind of figure out what was going on. The minute he laughed at me, I did not feel safe to then go to him and be like, what's going on, right? And maybe whatever reason he thought that I played him or upset him, he never was vulnerable enough to come to me. So he used jokes and his influence and his friends to mock me, to make me feel uncomfortable, to do everything possible. And I remember that there would be guys that would like try to talk to me. And then I think once they realized, or if wind got round, like they would then try to play me off of that. And I knew it was linked to him. Like, this dude did not want no one fucking with me at all. It was like he was on a 100% mission to be like, don't fuck with her. And I was so angry because I was like, how could you just try to ruin my college experience? Off of what? Off of what? And it bothered me that Damien would just go so hard. And I remember the day I found out that he passed away. And he passed away at school in his apartment. I won't talk about how that happened, but it happened, unfortunately. And I was so conflicted because you have to understand, for 2 years, this person bullied me relentlessly. He was absolutely a dickhead to me. And now he's dead, and he was well liked, really well liked on campus, which made it even worse. That feeling, I struggled to sympathize, and it sounds horrible to say, but I really did, because I was so angry. I was so angry, and one part of me was happy because I felt like a part of my torment was no longer gonna happen, at least with this one person. Like, it just wasn't gonna happen. And then on the flip side, I'm like, God damn, he died. Like, that's crazy. But to see everyone talk about how great of a person he was and how they're gonna miss him and everything, only to know that my experience with him was not the same, was really upsetting. And I remember I actually was really conflicted with going to his memorial at school. But then I was like, you know what? I wanted to be the bigger person because I was like, that's so petty of me. Like, he's not here anymore. But I remember going to the memorial and I felt so conflicted sitting there. And yes, I got emotional because it was emotional. People were crying all over the place. This was the first time where death actually felt very real. And it wasn't the first time that someone in our year passed away. Another person passed away, and I actually cried, legit cried, when he passed away, because my roomie actually was really like in love with him, and he was so cool. Like, yeah, he was such a really good guy. So I was really devastated when he passed, but I was so conflicted. And I remember sitting there and I was thinking,
this is a tragedy, but my torment is over. At least, partially. And I realized that day I realized that I had to make peace with the situation. And it was really hard. It was really hard to make peace. So I think I was going into my junior year. I had completely lost the weight. It just became kind of like a numbing sensation when it was happening. And I remembered, funny enough, because I think at this time he had a girlfriend. And she would always give me daggers. Like, or I felt, maybe, I don't know if I was projecting, I don't know. But I always felt like she would be around him, but she would always look at me and give me daggers. And I was like, why are you mad at me? Your dude does not like me, clearly. But I don't know. I wasn't privy to conversations, or maybe her thinking like, yo, why is he really like, you know, coming for this girl like so hard? Like, damn, he must have really liked her. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. I can't speak for other people. But I just remember her always giving me daggers. And I'm like, God damn, like, just add another person to the list that does not like Jennifer. Like, just keep adding to the list of people who never spoke to me in my life. And off the strength of what someone else says, they decided, I don't fuck with her. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? Thankfully, I had a whole group of people, a whole group of friends who fucked with me, who made my experience such a good one. And I have stories and I have memories and I have friends that I still talk to till this day. And they got to know me as a person. Some a lot better than others, but at least they got to know me. At least they got to talk to me. At least they got to hang around me and made their own judgments. I had a whole group of people who never spoke to me ever and just decided we don't fuck with her. And it was hard. It was hard for me to get my head around. And I'm not gonna lie, at parties it was super uncomfortable sometimes being in that space and just seeing them and just be like, oh my God, here we go. Like, can you imagine, like, knowing that you have a shit ton of haters and you don't understand why? So it really bothered me, and it kind of got to the point where this shit had to come to a head. Like, it's been 3+ years now. Like, we're going on senior year. This is absolutely ridiculous. And it all came to a head because my really good friend at the time decided that she wanted to be in the pageant that his fraternity was throwing. And I was so happy for her because I could see how excited she was. And I was absolutely dreading it for myself because I knew I was going to have to face him on a daily basis because I knew he was going to be around. He knew that that was my really close friend. And because the friend that I am, I was going to support her. I was going to attend practice. I was going to do all these things at the detriment of myself. And I remember going there like the first day of practice and she got there and I'm telling you, like clockwork, the jokes, the laughs, the little slick comments. And I had to sit there and stomach it because of my friend. And after maybe my like 4, 5, 6 times of stomaching that, I just was like, I'm not going to come to your practice. Like, I just can't. Like, why would I subject myself to that? Because you want to be a part of their pageant. Like, girl, I'll be there. I'll pay my money. I'll watch you. Actually, I was actually not even paying my money. I was supporting her backstage, getting her dressed, changing, you know, getting her out of her, you know, outfits and stuff. Like, I was doing all of that anyways. Like, and I knew I was going to do that. But I just could not take it anymore. And I remember going to my big sis again. And having, like, a really honest conversation. And, like, I was getting so emotional. Because I was like, this is too much. It's just too much. Like, for whatever offense that I did, like, for 4 years. 4 years you're going to bully me? Like, what the fuck? Does the offense measure up to everything that's going on right now? I just didn't understand. And I just couldn't understand why somebody could be that hateful towards me and never telling me why. And she told me, she was like, you know what? Like, I think that, you know, he really liked you and he probably felt played because, you know, he had all these guys here, you know, male ego, and is very fragile. She's like, why don't you talk to him? And I was like, when am I ever going to get the chance to talk to him? Because naturally, it just wouldn't happen. He's always with a group of people. I never see him alone. And when? And not too long after that, it was the day of the pageant, and I was backstage, and every girl had, like, a little room to themselves, and so I was with, you know, I was with my girl, and I was cheering her on, and I was like, come on, girl, like, you can do this, and I was so excited for her, and I just saw him pacing back and forth, like, back and forth, and I was just like, that's really weird. But I didn't want to think too much of it. And this time he was alone. He didn't have his homies there. Like, he didn't have his little entourage, his little sidekick. He had none of that. It was just him. And he was, like, going pacing back and forth and, like, walking around. And I just said, you know what? So, like, I was like, I told myself, I said, if I can get him alone, I'm going to end this shit now because this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, I'm tired. And I remember my homegirl got on the stage and there was hardly anyone backstage. It was just literally me. So I was sat in the room and I saw him walk by and I was like, hey, Trey, can I talk to you real quick? And I'm telling you guys, it took everything in me to say that. And he was like, oh, yeah, sure. And I was like, he's super friendly, like, I thought he was going to have, like, an attitude. Like, I really didn't know. I haven't talked to him physically. This is senior year. The last time I talked to him was on the phone. So I was like, it was even weird to hear his voice because I completely forgot how he sounded. And I said, hey, listen, I don't know what I did to offend you. And I remember this, like, verbatim. I was like, I don't know what I did to offend you. Whatever I did, I apologize. I just don't understand how we got to this point. And you know what he told me? He said, oh, no, it's okay. Like, you didn't do anything, it's okay. And I was like, huh? He was like, no, we're good. You didn't do anything. And I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, I felt like this whole complete weight, like, come off me, right? The mood backstage changed completely. And I was like, okay, cool. And he was like, yeah, okay. And he just, like, walked off or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, finally, like, goddamn, like, what the fuck? But I was upset because I was like, you bullied me for 4 years only to tell me, like, we're good? Oh my God, like, I was so irritated by that. So irritated, but I was glad that I actually had the conversation and I apologized. Don't know what I apologized for, but at least I apologized because I know it meant something. And if it was going to kind of, like, ease, you know, the tension that was there, I was willing to do that. And I kid you not, guys, I kid you not. The next day, like, literally the next day, I walked into the student center and somebody said to me, hey, you're Jen, right? And I'm like, you fucking know my name. And they were like, oh, Steven's friend, right? And I was like, are you serious? And they'll like start asking me questions like, hey, how are you? Like, all these people that he like talked shit about me was now all talking to me. Like, oh, hey, Jen, like, how are you? So I was like, for 4 years, this nigga sealed your lips. For 4 years, he sealed your lips to the point where you didn't say anything to me. Wow. Wow. And I literally was looking at them like, you guys are a fucking joke. Like, you're an absolute joke. And I was just like, so what did this do? Just give the memo to everyone and be like, yeah, she good now. You can talk to her. Like, it was insane. It was absolutely insane. Like, the 180 turnaround that people were having towards me. Like, I remember, like, I'd be walking with friends, literally. And he would be there. He would be in a circle. He would come. Him and his friends would come to us and be talking to us. Granted, he wouldn't really talk to me heavy. Like, we would say hi to each other. But, you know, he would flirt with my friend. And I would be there. And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that he's ugly. I never found him ugly. He was always attractive in my eyes. Now, the shit that he did made him heavily unattractive to me. But he's a good-looking person, right? Okay, so I can give him credit for that. Like, he's not ugly at all. And I just remembered. I remembered seeing him. And he would, like, say hi to me or whatever. But not, like, we wouldn't, like, all of a sudden start talking or whatever. But it got comfortable enough that we could be in each other's space and it wouldn't be like, I mean, I still had my guards up, right? Because I'm not going to just let them down because a couple of people started saying hi to me and stuff. But like, it just felt different. And I was like, okay, like, sure, whatever. Okay, cool. Like, we're in a good space. Graduated, moved to DC, and I remembered I was walking to work one day and I saw him and I was like, oh, hey. And he was like, oh, hi. And I was like, oh, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm going to work. I was like, oh, I work here too. And he was like, oh, okay. Like, it wasn't a big deal. Like, it wasn't anything big, but at least we, like, after college, you know, you would think, oh, we grown up. We can be civil now. So we had that one conversation and I don't really think I saw him again in the city after that. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I kept it moving and I ended up moving from DC to Maryland with one of my really good girlfriends and we became roommates. And I remembered it. She was like, hey, I'm going to this kickback or whatever. Do you want to come with? And I was like, yeah, sure. Guys, guess who kickback it was and his friends? Yes, you're right. It was Trey. And I walked into that bitch and I kid you not, it was like sophomore, junior year all over again. Like, it was as if the apology and everything else didn't fucking matter. It was so fucking uncomfortable. I remember getting to the point where I was so angry that I didn't ask my roomie who kickback it was. And I remember there was this one guy on there. Let's call him Richard. Richard was always cool because I met Richard because he was in the band. And I was like, we always got on. And then the minute he started kind of getting closer to them, like, he didn't even understand. At one point, he was like, I don't understand. And I was like, Richard, I don't fucking know either. But he would always, like, you know, talk to me and stuff. And I just remembered, like, he could see what was happening and he would like come and talk to me and I'll be like, hey, but I felt so uncomfortable, like, that I took myself out of the situation and I was on the phone. Like, I got on the phone with my best friend and I was like, best friend, you would not imagine where I'm at right now. Because she knew everything. And she was like, you're kidding. And I was like, it's the same. It is giving me sophomore, junior vibes all over again. And she was like, oh my God, like, when can, like, people fucking grow up? And I'm like, thank you. And I remember I was out there for a long time. And I remember him, like, coming out to, like, figure out what I was doing. And I was just like, really? Like, are we only gonna get cool when it's just me and you privately? And I was like, maybe he feels like, because he talks so much big shit about me, that he has to kind of like keep the same vibe. And because people will be like, yo, you probably talk all this shit about her, now you're like super cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I have no clue. Till this day, I fucking don't know. But I was like, dude, we're out of college now and you're still having this facade or whatever it is against me. Like, it was so weird. And I honestly felt like that day that we left it all there and I realized that, yeah, we didn't. Even though this happened over 10 years ago, I still get very passionate about it because I've never been bullied this extensively by somebody who claimed they liked me. Like, I can never understand why. And I've always wanted to have kind of like a conversation because he never expressed to me why he was angry. He played it off like he wasn't, but clearly, nigga, oh, sorry. Clearly you were angry that you held this grudge for 4+ years. And I remember, like, I don't know, like, it's just so weird to me. Like, even now, like, I was, you know one thing? Like, I was looking forward to our 10-year reunion so badly because I just wanted to be like, hi, how are you? How's life? Like, what's up? I legit wanted to. Because I just hated that this always played a part in my college experience. Like, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. Like, I had another girl who did not like me at all for whatever fucking reason. And she would tell my boyfriend at the time that I was cheating on her. And she even got his really good friend and his roommate to, like, be, like, a really bitch to me. And I think because I was so super nice and so quiet, like, people just really thought that they could just do and say whatever towards me. And 90% of the time that was true because, as I said, I was very conflict avoidant. And I really didn't understand where people's dislike for me came from because I really didn't do anything to people. Only to come and find out that she cheated. I mean, she even, like, it got to the point where she was even changing the mindset of my own fucking boyfriend against me to think like, oh yeah, so Jennifer walking on campus with a guy who she's doing something because she was the one cheating. But it was just so weird. I was like, why do people not like me? I was just like, what kind of shit is this? And the funny thing is, I would say, why do people not like me? And then I have like a whole ton of people who be like, yo, Jennifer, you are so cool. Like, I really like, I fuck with you. Like, I really like enjoy you. So it was literally like a mind fuck to me because on one end, like I would get on with people really, really well. And then on the flip side, I would have people who would say really like awful things about me and they never like really gotten to know me. And it was so weird. And I really found myself putting up these defensive and these walls. And I started to see myself start to go inwards. And I think the reason why I'm bringing up bullying is because it massively changes the way that a person can see themselves and how they naturally act. I'm a naturally like outgoing, very social, bubbly person. And once I realized that, once I started to get bullied and had all of these negative interactions, I wasn't so confident enough to put myself out there anymore because I was getting messages that people didn't like me off and not even knowing me. So it was like, why put myself out there further for people to then be like, oh, we don't really like this girl, right? And I think that just, it really steals people's joy. And it steals people's outlook on themselves. And that's why I think a lot of times when bullying happens, like, people just be like, oh, it's just words. Oh, just get over it. Like, no, it really has a massive impact. And you really don't know how much you're affecting somebody because of whatever you feel. And the fact is that you have the power to affect somebody like that is absolutely scary. And it speaks to the level of nastiness and vitriol that people will go to the ends of the earth to just be like, I don't like you. I'm the type of person, if I don't like you, I'm just not going to be around you. I'm not going to be in your space. I'm not going to entertain you. I'm not going to make it known that I hate your guts and I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm not that person. I've never desired to be that person. And I'm not going to start now. I think it's absolutely disgusting behavior. But when I see people going to school and taking people's lives, I get really upset because I just think, who drove you to that point? And I could just imagine them, the turmoil, the sadness, the anger, and having to register all of that and then go home and probably get bullied online at home or see shit at home. And I mean, I legit, like, after school, like, I would come home and I would be talking to somebody. And then, say, for instance, like, if I liked a guy would be, like, really nice to me. And then, I guess, once whoever got in his ear, like, he would, like, go on IM and be, like, a dickhead to me or say some shit to me. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I knew it was stemmed because of relations with that, or because another guy liked me and I didn't like them and I turned them down. Like, I realized guys were so nasty when they felt played, or if you rejected them. Like, guys were super nasty. Oh my God. I chalk it up to immaturity, but yeah, that is my story, guys, about me being bullied by a guy that I liked and liked me at some point. Let's just all leading with love and kindness, at least. Like, and if you don't fuck with somebody, like, okay, cool. Or if somebody upsets you, like, tell them, because sometimes people really don't know. And if you're harboring all this anger towards somebody thinking that is going to register with them, it's probably not. So maybe voice it to them or find a means of communication that works for you and then tell them. Because you have to let the person know that you're holding anger onto, that you're upset with them in some form or fashion. Like, I had one of my really good friends, actually the friend that I told you about, that I went to her pageant and endured all that shit for to help support her. Me and her had a falling out, and it was until years later that she told me why we had a falling out. I never understood. Never understood. I was too angry to reach out to her. Anyways, that's a completely different story time. And if you're interested, I will share that too. But yeah, like, hopefully now he's matured. I've definitely matured now. I've definitely grown when it comes to communication. I actually enjoy having difficult conversations. And I think it's because I experienced not having these difficult conversations and seeing how it impacted me, knowing that people felt some type of way towards me for whatever reason. And I'm in the dark about it, but I'm getting the ramifications of that. And it doesn't feel good to be on the end. So I ask questions because I don't like to not be in the loop. I don't like to be blindsided by things because my experience has shown me that I get affected by that really harshly. And I've always been the person, if I don't do that to people, like, I don't understand why people do that shit to me. Like, it really bothers me. It really does. Like, I know sometimes I come across like I really don't care, but I really do care. I think I've built such a great
defense mechanism up and where I can be so stoic and so emotionless. And I feel like sometimes it fuels people to want to get a reaction out of me. So they continue to do really like horrible shit to me. But I just choose not to be a bitch. Because I know I can be really nasty if I want to. But I'm not. I'm not that person. It's not natural for me to be that person anyways. But I then realize like sometimes you have to stick up for yourself. And sometimes that can be, you know, you just have to stick up for yourself. But I realize like I treat people with respect and I'm genuinely like a really nice person. I just don't understand how like stuff like that happens. Sorry guys, excuse the random noise that you heard. I just had a crazy group of guys just start screaming outside my window randomly for whatever reason. But anyways, I'm just gonna leave that here. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode and I will see you guys next week.